Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Felicia Dujon, lecturer in philosophy, Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On December 2nd, 1950, tragedy would strike at Farmer St. Thomas near Hilby, where three children lost their lives after a strong current of water trapped them in a gully. In the 1950s, much of the recreation activities of children occurred outside of the home, in the cane fields, cat rolls, and gullies. Children scout gullies looking for fruit, small hunting expeditions to catch lizards or birds, or for games such as hide and seek. The three children lost on this day in 1950 were Patrick Anthony Benskin, 7 years old, his 4-year-old brother Ulrich Oliver Benskin, and their 6-year-old cousin Marjorie. Grieving the loss of Patrick and Ulrich was their mother Avril Benskin, a domestic servant in the employ of Mr. George Clark. These were her only children. Marjorie's mother was Estanin Fernan, who had 2 other children. One 4 years old and another 5 months old. A distraught Alvin Benskin told the Barbados Advocate that she received the news of the tragedy at 5:15 p.m. and immediately rushed to the scene where the bodies of Patrick and Marjorie had been recovered from the gully by Hilby residents Boise Small and Frederick Quintin. Ulrich's body was found the next day. On reflecting on the loss of a son, Avril told the Advocate that she had already prepared their Christmas clothes and had intended to send Patrick, a bright first standard boy, to the upcoming open day at St. Silas Boys. The Barbados Advocate, which carried a photo of the gully where the three drowned on its front page, reported that Dr. Clark performed the autopsy and that an inquest had been opened at District D Police Station. The Farmers' tragedy on December 2nd, 1950 was a grim reminder of the dangers posed by gullies in Barbados, especially in the wet season when flash floods can occur without warning.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.